Welcome to Storyberries Radio. You can read along with any of our stories, all for free at our website, storyberries.com. Little Luna's Summer Vacation by Crystal Kane Gisaraya. "Wake up, Luna," said the big yellow sun. "Wake up, rise and shine." "Is it summer?" Luna said. "Yes, it is summertime," beamed the sun. "I am going to the sea," Luna exclaimed. "I will make a sandcastle. I will pick some shells. I will swim, swim, swim with the big blue whale." Luna hopped into the car to travel to the sea. "I will go to the sea and swim, swim, swim." She arrived at the sea, but the sea was closed. "Why is the sea closed? I cannot make a sandcastle. I cannot pick some shells. I cannot swim, swim, swim with the big blue whale." "I am sorry, my child," the cold sea whispered. "I am sick today," she added. Luna looked at the sea. It was coloured black, filled with floating rubbish in blue, red, yellow, purple. It was a lot. Luna bid farewell to the sea. She was disappointed and sad. "Is it summer?" she asked. "Yes, it is still summertime," said the yellow sun. "I am going to the forest," Luna exclaimed. "I will climb the trees. I will pick some fruits. I will jump, jump, jump with the little white hare." Luna hopped into the car to travel to the forest. "I will go to the forest and jump, jump, jump." She arrived at the forest, but the forest was closed. "Why is the forest closed? I cannot climb the trees. I cannot pick some fruits. I cannot jump, jump, jump with the little white hare." "I am sorry, my child," the forest whispered. "I am sick today," she added. Luna looked at the bare forest with fallen trees and homeless birds. It was gone. Luna bid farewell to the forest. She was disappointed and sad. "Is it summer?" she asked. "Yes, it is still summertime," said the yellow sun. "I am going to the park," Luna exclaimed. "I will play in the seesaw. I will go up and slide. I will swing, swing, swing with a cheerful yellow duck." Luna hopped into the car to travel to the park. "I will go to the park and swing, swing, swing." She arrived at the park. The park was closed. "Why is the park closed? I cannot play in the seesaw. I cannot go up and slide. I cannot swing, swing, swing with the cheerful yellow duck." "I am sorry, little child," said the park ranger. "The park is closed today," he added. Luna looked at the messy park. With bottles, cans and plastics, there was garbage everywhere. Luna frowned. She was disappointed and sad. "Why are the sea, the forest and the park all closed?" she asked the yellow sun. "Because some people forgot," said the sun. "Forgot what?" Luna asked, confused. "People forgot that they should take care of the sea, the forest and the park." "Is that why everywhere is closed and sick?" Luna realized. "Yes, my child, and everyone must work together to heal the sea, forest and even the park." Luna looked up at the bright blue sky above. She reached out her hand and felt the sunny warmth. "It is still summertime?" she asked the sun. "Why, yes, it is still summertime," the sun replied. "I am going to take care of the sea," Luna exclaimed, "so I can make a sandcastle, so I can pick some shells, so I can finally swim, swim, swim with the big blue whale." "That's a great start. The sea will be glad," the sun smiled. "I will bring my mum and dad because everyone should work together." "That's right, that's right," said the sun. "I am going to take care of the forest," Luna exclaimed, "so I can climb the trees, so I can pick some fruits, so I can finally jump, jump, jump with a little white hare." "That's a great start. The forest will be glad," the sun smiled again. "I will bring my sisters and brothers because everyone should work together." "That's right, that's right," said the sun. "I am going to take care of the park," Luna exclaimed, "so I can play in the seesaw, so I can go up and slide, so I can finally swing, swing, swing with a cheerful yellow duck. That's a great start. The park and the people will be glad, the sun agreed. I will bring Grandpa and Grandma because everyone should work together. That's right, said the sun. It's going to be a long summer, Luna smiled. It is, but it's going to be a worthwhile one, said the yellow-orange sun. The end. Thank you for reading with Storyberries.com. Free stories for kids.